Chapter 9. The Families Agree. The death of Sonny Corleone sent shockwaves through the U.S. Mafia. And, when it became known that Don Corleone had fully recovered, the Dons of the Five Families made urgent efforts to prepare for the revenge they thought was sure to follow. So they were surprised and suspicious when negotiators were sent by the Don to propose a peace deal instead. Was Don Corleone trying to trick them? Was he planning to murder them all to get revenge for his son? But Don Corleone soon made it clear he meant what he said. He wanted to have a meeting that involved all the families, and then he did the one thing that made them believe him. He asked for the help of the Bocchicchio family. The Bocchicchio family had become a tool for peace in America. They were a very large family who now earned much of their money as negotiators and hostages for warring mafia families. When the families wanted to have a meeting, the Bocchicchios were contacted, and their Don would arrange for the necessary hostages. For example, when Michael had gone to meet Salazzo, a Bocchicchio hostage had been left with the Corleone family to promise Michael's safety, paid for by Salazzo. If Michael had been killed, the Corleones would have killed the Bocchicchio hostage, and then the Bocchicchios would have taken their revenge on Salazzo. The Bocchicchios were violent and frightening people, so when Don Corleone employed them and arranged for them to send hostages for all the families to come to the meeting, everyone knew that he was serious about his proposal. Hostages given, the meeting took place in the large room of a small bank partly owned by Don Corleone. At 10 o'clock on a Saturday morning, the room began to fill up. There were the Dons of the Five Families of New York here, but also members from 10 other families from across the country. Most of the Dons had brought their conciliaries. Don Corleone had been the first to arrive. The next was Don Carlo Tremonti, whose area was the southern part of the United States and who made his money from gambling. The second was Don Joseph Zalucci from Detroit. His family owned one of the horse racing tracks in the Detroit area and also a good part of the gambling there. The next two Dons to arrive were Frank Falcone and Anthony Molinari. These were younger men, in their early 40s. Frank Falcone controlled the movie unions as well as prostitution and other vices in the states in the far west. Molinari controlled sports gambling in San Francisco. The representatives of the Five Families of New York were the last to arrive, and Tom Hagen noticed how much more powerful these men looked than the ones from out of town. They were all huge men of character, with large heads and heavy cheeks. There was Anthony Stracci, who controlled the New Jersey area and the shipping on the West Side docks of Manhattan. He ran the gambling in New Jersey and was very strong in the Democratic Party. Don Otilio Cuneo was a round man with a happy face. His family organized the gambling and racing tracks of Upper New York State. A close friend of the Tattaglia family was Don Emilio Barzini. He controlled Staten Island, and his business was prostitution, drugs, and other vices. His family was probably the next strongest after the Corleone family. He had supported the Tattaglia family with money since the start of the war, and it was his plan to take Don Corleone's place as the most powerful and respected mafia leader in the country. The last to arrive was Don Philip Tattaglia, the head of the Tattaglia family that had supported Salazzo and nearly won. The others did not like him much. They felt he was responsible for the war that was taking place between the families. He was unpleasant and always complaining. He was also still in love with himself, even at 60 years old, and a bit of a woman chaser, which he had every chance to do because the Tatalia family dealt in women. Its business was prostitution and sex trafficking. It was right, since they had both lost sons in the war, that Don Corleone and Philip Tatalia should begin by nodding respectfully to each other. The men all watched Don Corleone to see what mark of weakness had been left by the shooting. They were confused that he had asked for peace after the death of his son. He must surely lose some of his power because of it. But they would soon know what he was planning. They all got themselves drinks from the bar and then came to the large table, their consiglieres sitting close behind them.
"I want to thank you all for coming," the Don began, as if nothing bad had happened between them.
As if his son had not been murdered, his family sent away, Freddy in the West and Michael in Sicily.
"And I want to say that I am not here to argue, but to do everything possible for us to become friends again. I give my word on that, and those of you who know me know that I do not give my word lightly."
He paused. Some of the men were smoking cigars. Others were drinking. They all shared one thing. They were men who refused to accept the rule of organized society. Men who refused the rule of other men. There was no force, no man who could make them do anything unless they wished it. They were men who guarded their freedom with cleverness and murder. They could be stopped only by death. Don Corleone sighed.
"A lot of stupid things have happened. It was so unnecessary. But let me tell you what happened as I see it. Salazzo came to me to propose a business deal. It involved drugs in which I have no interest. I explained this to Salazzo, but he was not happy and brought trouble down on all our heads."
Don Corleone swallowed some of his drink.
"I want to make the peace. Tatalia has lost a son. I have lost a son. We are equal. So let things be as they were before. That is all I want."
It was Emilio Barzini who answered Don Corleone, not Tatalia.
"That is all true enough," he said, "but there's more. Salazzo and the Tatalias could not go into their new business without your help. The fact remains that judges and politicians would accept favors from you even on drugs. Salazzo couldn't operate if he didn't have some insurance that his people would be treated gently by them. It would be too easy for them to talk and betray us to avoid prison. Don Corleone is taking the bread out of the mouths of our families by not allowing this."
When Barzini had finished talking, there was a silence. What Barzini was saying was that if peace was not made, he would join the Tatalias in their war. Don Corleone finally answered.
"My friends, I had to refuse Salazzo and the Tatalias this time. I did not mean to be difficult. Why? Because I think this drug business will destroy us. Drugs are dangerous for everyone connected to them. There is too much strong feeling about them in this country. They are not seen as harmless vices like whiskey or gambling. It is true that I have friends in the law, but I could lose their respect if I become involved in drugs. However, I will think again if it will help our other problems. Let me say, we must all look after ourselves. We are all men who have refused to be fools and be controlled by the men high up in the police and politics. Already, most of our children have found a better, legitimate way of life. Some of you have sons who are professors, scientists, and musicians. Maybe your grandchildren will be in the government. None of us want our children to follow in our footsteps. I will never look to take revenge for the things that have happened in the past.
He looked then at Philip Tatalia.
I have my own selfish reasons. My youngest son had to leave because he was accused of Salazzo's murder. I can now make arrangements with the judges and police for him to come home. As long as he is safe, our peace will last. Now I can leave here with a pure heart.
When Don Corleone had finished speaking, the room became much more relaxed. He had offered his protection to any business deal involving drugs, and promised there would be no revenge attacks as long as Michael remained safe. All the Dons then spoke. They all said that they hated the traffic in drugs, but agreed there was no way to control it. There was simply too much money to be made in the business. So it was finally agreed. Drug trafficking would be permitted. Don Corleone must give it some protection, and the Barzini and Tatalia families would do most of the large operations. The men all went to get food and more drink from the bar, and spoke about some other matters that interested them all. They agreed that Las Vegas and Miami were to be open cities where any of the families could operate, and that their troops would be ordered not to make any raids or other revenge actions. Finally, Philip Tatalia and Don Corleone embraced, as Don Barzini's words brought the meeting to an end.
"That's everything, then," he said. "We have the peace, and I give my respect to Don Corleone, who we have all known as a man who keeps his word. I am glad everything has been agreed."
It was evening before Don Corleone, Tom Hagen, and their bodyguard driver, a man called Rocco Lampone, arrived in the mall in Long Beach. When they went into the house, the Don said to Hagen,
"A driver, Lampone, watch him. He could be a good man for us."
Hagen wondered what the Don had seen in Lampone that he had not. The Don went with Hagen into his office.
"Tom, I don't trust those men. I want all the land around the mall bought. I want to feel protected. Let me say to you now, that I'll never go into the city to work again. I want to semi-retire and look after my garden. I want some peace and quiet, and to grow tomatoes and peppers for my family."
He paused.
"Well, consigliere, did you approve of my words today?"
Tom thought before answering.
"I don't believe you don't want to find out how Sonny was killed or want revenge for it. You promised peace, so you'll keep the peace, but I think it's a game that I don't understand."
The Don smiled.
Well, you know me better than anyone else. Although you're not a Sicilian, I made you one. We'll see what happens. But first of all, we have to get Michael home as soon as possible. Make that first in your mind and your work. Look at all the ways it can be done. Talk to the best lawyers. Bazzini has friends in Sicily, and they were starting to smell where Michael is. That's part of your answer. I had to make the peace to make sure my son is safe. There was nothing else to do.